هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Still on Al-Aqidah Al-Waqidiyah by Imam Ibn Taymiyyah Al-Harrani Al-Dimashqi Rahimahullah Ta'ala. The Sheikh says, ثم من طريقة أهل السنة والجماعة اتباع آثار رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم باطنا وظاهرا. Also, part of the way of the people of Sunnah and the Jama'ah is to follow the traditions of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, batinan, inwardly, wa zahiran, and outwardly. واتباعي سبيل الصالحين الأولين من المهاجر والأنصار and following the path of the predecessors, the first predecessors من المهاجرين among the مهاجرون, the emigrants والأنصار and the airports. The مهاجرون referring to the people of Mecca who have migrated from Makkah to Medina, and the Ansar, the people of Medina, who had helped the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions. وَاتِبَاعُ وَصِيَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَيْثُ قَالْ And also following the wasiyah, the advice of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, عَلَيْكُ بِسُنَّةِ Stick to my path. وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي And the path of the rightly guided caliphs مِنْ بَعْدِ أَفْتَمِي تَمَسَّقُوا بِهَا Hold on to it. وَعَدُّوا عَلَيَّ بِالنَّوَاجِي And bite it with your molar. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ And avoid the newly introduced matter. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ بِجَعَةٍ ضَلَالَ For every innovation, he is min kaida. The Shaykh Rahmahullah Ta'ala establishes here that somebody who calls himself Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the person must be ready to follow the tradition of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inwardly and outwardly. If he follows it outwardly and doesn't believe in them inwardly, that is a munafiq. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَقُولُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ They say with their tongues, what their hearts do not believe in. And this is the munafiqun. The munafiqun, they say with their tongues, what their hearts do not believe in. They observe the prayer together with the believers, for they do not have belief in the salah that they observe. So somebody who calls himself Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or he says, and it's Sunni, what a person must follow the traditions of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, batinan, inwardly, wa zahiran, and outwardly. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ Allah says, I swear by your Lord, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ They are not believers. حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم unless they allow you to rule in whatever transpires among them. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتُ. And whatever judgments you pass, they will not have any haraj, any grudges against it. They will not be uncomfortable with whatever judgment you pass. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. They will not see in their heart harajan, any uncomfortability in their heart in whatever judgment you pass. وَيُسْتَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And they will submit outwardly completely. So this that the Shaykh says, rahimahullah ta'ala, agrees with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says concerning the true believers. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. So if you want to know a Sunni or an Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, the person says and the practices what he has in his heart. Not that he says something else, he does something else, but inside his heart he has something different from what he's doing and what he says. This is the attribute of the munafiqun, not the attribute of the believers, not the attribute of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And they follow the part of the Sabiqun al-Awwalun min al-Muhajirin wal-Ansar, the part of those who are the foreigners. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commended the pious predecessors as far as this deen is concerned, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُمْ. Allah says, the foreigners among the muhajirun and the ansar, and those who follow them بإحسان, with goodness, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُمْ. Allah is with them. So if one wants to emulate a group of people, the best people you can emulate as far as the religion is concerned is the Sabiqun al-Awwalun, the foreigners in this deen of Islam. But we also leave the path of the foreigners what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, and follow the path of the Khalaf, those who are the later people who came, who introduced some innovations. And we feel that this innovation that they have introduced is the best way we can move closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will be an error. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالطَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلِينَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُوهُ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. So اتِّبَاعُ following the cause to the seekers, as far as Islam is concerned, this is the way out. This is the prospect for people. But any attempt to deviate away from their path, this would lead to evil for the adherents of such a stand. So what is compulsory on us is to follow the way of the Salaf of Salih. And that is why people say, my belief is Al-Quran and Sunnah. Ala fahmi al-salaf al-salih. The Quran and the Sunnah according to the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih. When they say the Salaf al-Salih, they are referring to the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who came after them, and those who came after them. These are the Salaf al-Salih. Now when we talk about the deen, their path is the way out, is the path to al-Jannah. When we're talking about things of dunya, that's a different thing. But things that have to do with the deen, there is no success for us except by following your path. So the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala says, وَاتِّبَاعُ وَصِيَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And following the advice of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حَيْثُ قَالْ, where it says, عَلَيْتُ بِسُنَّةِ, stick to my path. وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي, and the path of the rightly guided caliph after me, tamassaku biha, hold on to it, wa adwa alayha bin nawajib, bite it with your mula, wa iyyakum wa muhdathati al-umur, avoid the newly introduced matter, fa inna kulla bid'atin dalala, for every introduction concerning the deen is dalala, is misguidance. So this that the Shaykh has summarized here is portrayed by many verses of the Quran and many ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's not just enough for us. It's not enough for us to ascribe ourselves to Sunnah. And it's Sunni, Faizi, and Salafi, so on. Ascription is not enough. You have to back your ascription. You have to back it up with an ittiba'. You have to follow them. You have to follow the Salaf al-Salih. So, when you follow the Salaf al-Salih, as far as this religion is concerned, this is where your success lies. But when you do not follow them, you ascribe yourself to them, it's okay, your ascription, no harm, but what matters is the following. And that is why some people today, they believe that if they call themselves Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, that is enough. Or they call themselves Salafis, that is enough. This is not enough. Anybody can lay claim to this. Instead of somebody calling himself a Muslim, but Islam is in one valley, it's in another valley. This will not avail him before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he calls himself a Muslim and he is a Mushrik. He's associating partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he calls himself a Muslim. He's participating in things of kufr, he calls himself a Muslim. This affliction does not avail him before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says, وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ أَصْدَقَ الْكَلَامِ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ وَقَيْرَ الْهَدِي هَدُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And they know that the best statement is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that they give precedence to over the Quran. They know that the kalam of Allah is the best kalam. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them to do is what they do. They don't believe that there is not any guidance or there is any guidance in whatever somebody says that is better than that of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If somebody who calls himself a Sunni, his stand and his position and his belief has not gotten to this level, the Sunni that he has ascribed himself to is just an ordinary ascription. One calling himself a Sunni must see the kalam of Allah as the best kalam. When Allah speaks, no more comment. Even if the comment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is against the comment of our parents, it against the comment of our loved ones, we give precedence to the kalam of Allah above the kalam of any other person. Then when it comes to understanding the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the explanation given by the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is authentic, surpasses any interpretation that anybody can give. Allah says so and so, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained it to be so and so, then nobody can tell us that he understands the Quran better than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa ghayru al-adi hadi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is where a Muslim revolves around. Someone who calls himself a Sunni, this is where or what he revolves around. If you call yourself a Sunni, you have to believe khairul kalam kalamullah, khairul ali hadi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa yuqimuna kalam Allah ala kalam ghayri. They give the kalam of Allah, they give it priority over بكلام قرر الله سبحانه وتعالى من كلام أصناف الناس أبوه بكلام of other people ويقدمون أبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم and the opposite to them to the كلام بهذه the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم على هذه كل واحد أبوه the هذه the guidance of any other person ولهذا it's for this reason سموا أهل الكتاب والسنة they call them أهل الكتاب والسنة the people of the book and the sunnah why people of the book because the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supersedes the kalam of other people وَسُنَّة because the explanation and the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supersedes the guidance of any other person and that is why we should always remember the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ Allah says, I swear by your Lord, لَا يُمِنُوا they are not believers حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بِلَوْمُ until they make you a judge in anything that transpires among them and not only that some people may decide that okay, we want you to be an avatar, we want you to be a judge in what transpires but when you speak, they don't respect what you have said they may say that is your own personal opinion, we disagree with you they are the ones that have come to you but when you tell them your position, your view on what they have approached you for they say what? To disagree with that so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they are not believers حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُكَ فِي مَشْرَى بِنَوْمِ they will come to you to us to make you a judge in whatever transpires among them not only that ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنْفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ whatever judgment you pass you will not have any haraj haraj is a kind of beginning and when you are not comfortable with what somebody has said they won't ask that in their heart ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنْفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا and they will submit completely at times one may know that okay there is no haraj you don't have haraj in this you have accepted that this is the truth but because of some worldly things one may not take to the truth this is the truth I don't have a problem with it but because of some worldly things so outwardly they make the claim so you want to know whether you are a Sunni this is how you know whether you are a Sunni if something happens what comes to your mind first is it what does Allah say what does the Messenger of Allah say if that is what comes to your mind you are what on the path of Ahlul Sunnah Jama'ah but if what comes to your mind is there any shortcuts to this rather than saying what does Allah say on this matter don't let us bring this issue to a religion this is not a religious matter this is not a religious matter this is not the way of the Salaf al-Salih is not the way of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us know that they are not believers until they do this so likewise in many verses of the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us know the importance and the position of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala let us know here that the people of Sunnah they are called Ahlul Sunnah not because of anything is because they give precedence to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the word of other people they give precedence to the guidance of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over the guidance and explanation of other people when the Messenger of Allah explains something don't say okay Imam has said so and so is that Imam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not instructed us to be following Imam rather he has instructed us to be following the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that is why Allah says لا يؤمن حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجد في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما likewise he said إنما كان قول المؤمنين he said the statement of the believers إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله when they are invited to Allah and His Messenger, and يَقُولُ سَمِينَ وَأَطَعْنَا, they will say, we have heard and we are ready to obey. وَأُولَٰئِكُمْ مُفْلِحُونَ, these are the successful ones. Now something will transpire between me and you, and maybe you remind me, you say, my brother, let us see what Allah says on this matter. What does the guidance of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say on this matter? Huh? You have invited me to call Allah wa call Rasul. What is expected of me as a believer, as Ahlul Sunnah, is for me to watch, is for me to accept this invitation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, the statement of the believer, whenever they are invited to Allah, وَرَسُولِ and His Messenger, لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah did not say لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ, so that Allah and His Messenger will rule. Huh? He used what singular here, لِيَحْكُمَ, as if whatever Messenger of Allah says is what Allah says. لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ, so that what? He can judge between them. And يَقُولُ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, he will say, سَمِعْنَا, we have heard, وَأَطَعْنَا, we are ready to obey. So it shouldn't be an issue. You are a believer, I'm a believer. You are a Muslim, I'm a Muslim. I say, my brother, this that you are disagreeing upon, let us see what Allah says on this matter. What does the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say on this matter? So what is expected of me is for me to submit? Not submitting is a sign of the munafiqun. It is a sign of the munafiqun. Not submitting is a sign of the munafiqun. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about, those that watch, they are invited to Allah and His Messenger. So, and He said, no. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ, can't you see those that who claim that they have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, watch, يُرِدُونَ يَتَحَاكَمُ إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ, they have been invited to Allah. But يُرِدُونَ يَتَحَاكَمُ إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ, they want to go to طَاغُوتِ. طَاغُوتِ is any judgment, any ruling that is against that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُرِدُونَ أَنْ يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَنْ يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ, and they have been ordered that they should disbelieve the طَاغُوتِ. وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَنْ يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Shaitan wants to mislead them away. So it's not just for you to claim that you're Ahlus Sunnah, you're Ahlus Sunnah, in your speech, in your relationship with people, in your actions, we must see that watch, you are upon the Sunnah. In your behavior, it must be seen that you are Ahlul Sunnah. Just as what in your act, huh, it must be established here that you are Ahlul Sunnah. Because being Ahlul Sunnah, meaning what, you are submitting yourself to the Sunnah. Being Ahlul Quran, meaning what, you are submitting yourself to the Quran. Being the follower of the Salafus Salih, meaning what, you are ready to obey by what, to abide by what the Salafus Salih are upon. Some people today, when you say I'm Salafi, they say you are something else. Why must you be calling yourself Salafi? Now what is wrong with that description? Salafi. Salafi means somebody who is following the Salafus Salih. And in terms of aqidah, in terms of mu'amala, in terms of relating with people. All the good things that Islam has come with, somebody who is following the Salafus Salih, is called a Salafi, simply put. But some people, they have problem with this description. When you call yourself a Salafi, it's like you are ascribing yourself to the evil people. So the issue should not be the ascription. When somebody calls himself a Salafi, and you have problem with that, possibly with his character or his behavior, or maybe with his aqidah, what should happen is for you to tell him that this particular thing that you are doing is against what the Salaf Salih are upon. Then you bring the evidence. So that will tell us that as far as this particular matter is concerned, this person is very Salafish. But for you to watch, to attack the person, it's like you are attacking the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu and his companions. Likewise, some people, they bastardize this. They call themselves Salafi, and you see what they are doing is the doing and the actions of the Khawarij. Huh? So these people, it is easy for you to control, to defeat them by saying, okay, this particular thing that you are doing is against what the Salaf is calling upon. This is the evidence, this is the evidence, this is the evidence. Then they are not Salafis. They are not Salafis. And that's why I said earlier, it's not the affliction that really matters. If affliction will save somebody, it will save those who call themselves Muslims, but they are mushrikun. It will save those who call themselves Muslims, but they are mushrikun. So this affliction is not the issue. The issue is what? He is following what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought. He said, وَالْهَذَا سُمُّ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. This is the reason they are called Al-Kitab وَالسُّنَّةِ وَالسُّمُّ عَلَى الْجَمَاعَةِ, and they are called Al-Jama'ةِ. لِأَنَّ الْجَمَاعَةَ يَلِشْتِمَاعُ. Because when we say Jama'ah, it means coming together. When you say Jama'iyyah, or we say Jama'ah, or we say Jum'ah, or we say Jam'u, from the same words. All means what? Coming together. When we say Salatul Jama'ah, it means what? It's something that people come together. Salatul Jum'ah, people come together. So when we say, okay, this is Jam'iyyah, it means people are coming together. So the Shaykh Rahmahullah Ta'ala said, they are called Ahlul Jama'ah, the people of Jama'ah. لِأَنَّ الْجَمَاعَةَ هِيَ الْإِجْتِمَاعُ. Because Jama'ah means coming together. وَضِدُّهَا الْفُرْقَ. And the opposite is what? Al-Furqa. Dissension. That is the opposite of Al-Jama'ah. وَإِنْ كَانَ لَفْظُ الْجَمَاعَةِ قَدْ صَارَ إِثْمًا لِنَفْسِ الْكَوْنِ الْمُجْتَمِعِينَ. Though the word Jama'ah has become a name for those people who have gathered together. Those who have come together, they call them Jama'ah. But ordinarily, Jama'ah means coming together. But people who have come together, we can call them Jama'ah. So the Arabs who make use of the word to refer to those who have come together. To refer to those who have come together. But ordinarily, Jama'ah means Ijtima', coming together of the people. Furqa means dissension, breaking. That is Furqa. So Ahlul Sunnah al Jama'ah, they are called what? They are called Ahlul Sunnah because they stick to the Sunnah. Qalban wa qaliban. That is in and out. And in and out, they stick to the Sunnah. Inwardly, they believe in what the Messenger of Allah has said. And when you look them practically, you see them as a kind of a translation of what the Sunnah is upon. And that's why every one of us should be checking themselves. That are you a translation, so to say, of what the Sunnah is upon? If yes, Alhamdulillah. If no, try to watch. Translate what you believe into action. This makes you Ahlul Sunnah. What the Sunnah is saying is you are doing this. That ascription alone, calling yourself Ahlul Sunnah Jama'ah, will not avail. Then Al-Jama'ah, it means there are people who are always looking for what's coming together. If you look at the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are Jama'ah, as we have always said. From among the companions, do we have Khawarij here? Huh? Do we have Khawarij? Do you have Mu'tazila? Do you have Ash'ira? No Maturidiyya? All these different sects that sprang up after the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. None of them can ascribe themselves to the Messenger of Allah, nor to the companions. Because the companions, they were people of Jama'ah. They were upon the same Aqidah. And that is why the scholars are calling us to watch to being with that Jama'ah. Because among the companions, there was no Rafidi among them. No Rafidi among them. Nobody was a Rafidi. And as we have learned, we have known the Rawafid. Huh? We have known the Ash'ira. We have known the Maturidiyya. We have known the Khawarij, the Mu'tazila. All these things, don't think that they are just nomenclatures. They are just names. If he is not taking one to be calling himself Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and what? He's not. He's a Rafidi. And when you identify a Rafidi easily, as you have always said, a God, once you see somebody attacking the companions, know that that person is what? It's a Rafidi. It's a Khabib. It is easy for you to be said a Rafidi. Those of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask us to be seeking, to be asking for His mercy upon. Is this somebody attacking them, causing them? Know that such a person is what? It's a Rafidi. That is one of the quick way of identifying a Rafidi. They ate the companions and they were the ring causing on them. There are many other signs that you have mentioned before, but the easy way of knowing that. Then somebody is a Khariji. The easy way to identify such a person is when you see the person clamoring and emphasizing the issue of what people are doing this, they are sinning against Allah and this, and because of that, he's declaring them to be kuffar. That's an easy way of identifying a Khariji. Not necessarily a ruler. Somebody who is emphasizing the issue of people are not doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. But know that the person is telling people to do the right thing, it goes to the essence of what making the fear of the mustama'at. Know that that person is what? It's also a khadiji or khabith. Easy way of identifying. That doesn't mean that one is supporting the evil in the society. No, you speak against the evil. But if it goes to the essence of what making the fear of the mustama'at, this is the way of the khawarij. And, you know, they will try to watch to emphasize maybe on the ruler. The way the Khawarij did on Uthman radiallahu anhu, Ali, and so many others. Like that. So, the Mu'tazila, the way to identify a Mu'tazila easily is what giving precedence to what the intellect above the Nusus, the text. It's an easy way. When you see somebody that you give, you show him all the evidences of the Quran and Sunnah, that is the way you should do something. He says, no, look at this, yeah? It's a line on the intellect. That's the sign of immortality. Likewise, the Asha'ira, they also have similar things. They prefer their intellect to the Nusus. And to the extent that some of them say, Lord, you cannot know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except the love. Hey, you have to reason, you reason. That is the way you can do tafsir of Allah. Not because of what you have in the text. So it is compulsory on you to think about Allah. Then you can watch, you cannot achieve tafsir. Not what Allah said in the Quran. So they believe that somebody who is what holding on to what it is in the Quran with respect to what? To tafsir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a lay person. So he can be accused because they lay person. But somebody who is a scholar should not rely on what the evidences are brought. He should rely on what? His intellect. So all this you have to avoid when you see a nafs of the Quran and the Sunnah. Even if you are not comfortable with it initially, you have to force yourself to be comfortable with it. Because what Allah says is that what la yuminun hatta yuhakimuka fima shajara baynahum. They won't have anything against it. Which means ordinary people will have some things against some of the things of the Quran. But you have to force yourself to take it. And then there are some things that when we read in the Quran or we read in the Sunnah and we look at the reality, those things may appear to be things that are not practicable or things that was maybe the world has developed more than this. But you pick it because Allah has asked you to take it. Months, maybe a few months, you just come and you see that that the Quran has said or the Sunnah has said is what? Is the truth. When this issue of what the Arab Spring was coming up, you know, the way the things were going, some people feel that, everything has become what? Perfect. But someone who sticks to the Sunnah will know that this is just what the scholars will call of what is fatafi. It's just bubble. It's bubble. But look at what is happening now. Some of those scholars, so to say, or let me say the preachers with foot mouth that were jeering the youth there, some of them are thinking something else now. Just within 5 years or so, You can what? You can ascribe to them two, three, four conflicting positions. They will be those that will be charging people to go out. And when they saw the evil of what had happened, they were telling them to go back again. Will this be not somebody that is not stable on the manhaj? Somebody is not stable on the manhaj. Somebody that wants, it is what is happening that will determine what you say at a particular time, then he changes it immediately. Not with the text. You have to be stable on the text. Even if it appears as if it's not going to work, you rest assured that this will come to pass. إن أول الله سبحانه وتعالى سيد وزلزل حتى يقول الرسول الذين آمنوا ما أمتانا رسول الله ألا إن نسى الله قريب attention to the appearing as if this is the truth. So when you stick to the truth, you know that what the truth will always what will always prevail. So this is something that is important. All these groups and sects that we have discussed, let us know them. Know them. When you know them, you know how to avoid them. When you know them, you know how to avoid them. So the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala said they are called the people of Jama'ah because they are always coming together. Coming together on what? Coming together on the truth. So if people, they go away from the truth, are they Jama'ah? They are not Jama'ah. The Ahlul Furqa. If you are 100 and 99 people go against the text of the Quran and the Sunnah, they go this way. They are 99. That doesn't mean them Ahlul Jama'ah. The Ahlul Furqa. Because Al Jama'ah is Al Jama'atul Huda. The Jama'ah is the first Jama'ah. The Jama'ah of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What they died upon, what they practice as deen, that is the Jama'ah. So alhamdulillah, no Ash'ari can say, okay, the companions were Ash'aira. No Maturidi can say what the companions were Maturidiya. No Khawarij will say the companions were Khawarij. So what they will say is that this method of jihad is better than the method of the companions. And that's why some of them will say what? Madhabu as-Salaf. The madhab of the Salaf, is Aslam, is Teba. Wa madhab al-Khalaf, A'lam wa Ahkam. But the madhab of the Khalaf, those who came after them, referring to themselves, is A'lam. It's more knowledge-based, wa Ahkam, and it's more perfect. But if you don't want to put yourself in trouble, you follow the madhab of the Salaf. One of the Ash'ari said this. One of the Ash'ari said it. Madhab al-Salaf, Aslam. Madhab al-Salaf, A'lam wa Ahkam. Which knowledge is you disturbing yourself? Some of them, when they wanted to die, or when they were about to die, they were now recanting what they have said. Somebody writing volumes. And you look at these volumes, you can't see any benefit in them. Except just coming up with, you know, with issues, without evidence. But like, when you read some of these things, at times you feel like God is saying, for instance, Messenger of Allah Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a messenger before, not messenger now. That is, it's not Rasulullah now. He was Rasulullah before. Do you understand this? For this singular issue, he was killed for this singular issue. This issue. He wrote a book on it that it was not a messenger now, that it was before. That it's not a messenger now, it was a messenger before. What are you going to benefit from this? And this is what Ibn Furaq, one of the leading Ash'ari at that time, what he wrote. The ruler had to poison him, he asked people to poison him. For that, and he was killed for that reason. So it's not somebody who just sit down and start thinking some things, and with that, they started bringing problems and trouble among the people. So this is not knowledge. When he says what it is, A'lam, what type of knowledge is that? When you say ahkam, which perfection is in it? The perfection is what qala Allah, qala Rasul, qala Sahaba. This is what Messenger of Allah said, this is what Allah said, this is what the companions were upon. This is the thing we need. Just as Ali radiallahu anhu was reported to have said, al-ilmu nukta. He said, knowledge is just a point. وَإِنَّمَا كَفَّرَهُ الْجُهَالُ. He said, it is the juhal, the ignorant ones, that have made it much. So that's why one of them said, وَلَمْ نَسْتَفِدْ مِنْ بَعْثِنَا طُولَ عُمْرِنَا سِوَانْ جَمَعْنَا فِيهِ الْوَقَالُ. We did not benefit anything in all our teaching, in all that you have gathered. سِوَانْ جَمَعْنَا فِيهِ الْوَقَالُ. You only gathered in it, this said. No evidence. Because everything is just based on the intellect. Whatever the intellect says is what they pull. So the jama'a is al-jama'a al-ula, the first jama'a. The jama'a is what the Prophet Allah asks us to do. Say for instance, Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَنْ أَتَاكُمْ وَأَمْرُكُمْ جَمِيعٌ عَلَى رَجٍ وَاحِجٍ يريد أن يفرق جماعاتكم فاقتلوه كائنا من كان. He said you have a ruler, and that is the Muslim, you have a ruler, and you are all around the ruler. Somebody that comes wanting to break this jama'a, فاقتلوه كائنا من كان, كائنا من كان, regardless of whoever the person is. If you have a ruler that is not upright, you have a ruler that has some shortcomings, that doesn't mean that what you should topple the ruler or you should overthrow the ruler. This is not the way of Sunnah. It's not the way of Islam. Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered us to do istighfar. That is for us to call around, to rally around the ruler. And those who can correct him should correct him. So this is also jama'a. Jama'a that is being with the ruler. That is jama'a. Jama'a being with what? The truth. And the truth has asked you to be with what? The ruler. So when you are with the ruler, you are what? With the jama'a. As long as the ruler has not gone out of the fold of Islam. If you can say that this particular ruler has gone out of the fold of Islam, then that ruler has what? A different ruling. And this is part of the beauty of Sunnah. Islam does not encourage us, or the Sunnah does not encourage us to be what? To be clashing and having a encounter with the ruler. No. And that's why he said, مَنْ جَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْرُكُمْ جَمِيعٌ عَلَى رَجْلٍ وَاحِجٍ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُفَرِّقَ جَمَعَاتَكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا كَيْنَ مَنْ كَانَ. So once you have a ruler, whether the ruler is appointed, or the ruler gets to power through maybe who also, as long as the appeal has been become established for him, you should also submit. As long as what? The appeal has been established. Submit. Don't spill the blood of the Muslims. So when you say, okay, no, we are not going to submit, to continue like that, or continue to... So that is... But if the appeal has not been established for him, then you should watch. You should not allow him to take power from the incumbent ruler. So, this is a sunnah. But some people may say, okay, no, you are cementing the throne of the wicked rulers, you are doing this, you are doing that. With this statement of theirs, they are being mufarakat al-jama'ah. They are breaking the ummah. How will we know? This is a statement of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But these people, they are being evil, they are cheating us, they are taking our rights. The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us this. He said, you have rulers who will be denying your rights. First, we will be patient. Somebody wants to jeer the masses, you say, don't be patient. You have to fight it. You have to fight it out. No patience. Now, you as a Sunni, are you going to take the statement of this misguided man, or you are going to take the statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Many ahadith. And when you see most of these people talking, What they will be saying is that what they are denying the people, they are doing this. That is what they will be hammering on. About 2 days or 3 days ago, I was watching some of them. What they were hammering on is that what they were denying the people their rights, they are denying the people their rights. And this is exactly what Messenger of Allah was talking about, that you have rulers who be denying your rights. He said, فَتَرَوْنَ بَعْدِ أَثَرَةً. You will see favoritism. وَأُمُورًا تُنْكِرُونَهَا. You will see a lot of things that you would not love in your rulers. He said, فَصْبِرُوا. Be patient. حَتَّى تَلْقَوْنِ عَلَى الْحَوْجِ. Until you meet me at the fountain. Many ahadith. It is difficult for one to take. But we should always remember, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ. فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجد في انفسهم حرجا مما قضيت. A lot of people say, what type of nonsense is this? How can you be saying this? And what Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said is the truth, is the best guidance, is the way that the problem of humanity can be solved. Wallahi, somebody who understands the Sunnah very well, if he looks at what is happening in the Arab world today, wallahi, one will be disturbed seriously. Take Libya for instance, how many governments do they have here today? Some of the masses will be saying that if you have known, would have left Gaddafi on it. When we talk about the worldly whatever, they are enjoying it. But some people believe that what Gaddafi should not be the one here. After all, he has been here for the past 30 years. Is he only him? Some people join the revolt because of that. Some people join this revolt because of what? Because they believe that Gaddafi is a kafir. Kafir! But you have the power to take this man away? No. So in that case, you have to take it easy. Just as the Messenger of Allah Muhammad took it easy with the people of Makkah. So now this some people will pray if Gaddafi could come back. Because there's no government here today. People are just killing each other, the ISIS. They also are gaining ground more. So you go to Yemen, the same thing. You go to Syria, the same thing. Tunisia, the same thing. Egypt, the same thing. 5 years. No solution. And some scholars were saying then, don't revolt, don't revolt. So those scholars were called the enemy of the people. The scholars who are saying revolt, revolt, they are denying your rights, they are there today. Some of them, they are enjoying around the world. Moving from one country to the other, they and their families. And some people have become orphans, some women have become widows, some houses have been destroyed. A lot of property has been destroyed. But these people who cheer them, who engineer this revolt, they are there to be. They enjoy it. So we have to understand what Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have told us. This is what makes us the people of Sunnah, not just claiming. Then after this, Shaykh Rahmahullah Ta'ala says, وَالْإِجْمَاعُ وَالْأَصْلُ الصَّالِحُ وَالْإِجْمَاعُ إِجْمَاعُ وَالْأَصْلُ الصَّالِحُ is the third foundation الَّذِي يَعْتَمِدُ عَلَيْهِ الَّذِي يُعْتَمَدُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْدِينِ that people should rely on with respect to knowledge and religion. The first one is Al-Kitab. The second one is As-Sunnah. Then the third one is Al-Ijma', consensus of the Ummah. وَهُمْ يَظِنُونَ بِهَذِي الْأُصُولِ ثَلَاثَ جَنِيعَ مَا عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ. He said it is with these three foundations that the people of Sunnah will be weighing what the people are upon. In Aqwalim, if you want to weigh the statement of people, which statement is correct, which one is not correct, is to the Quran and Sunnah and Ijma'. Any person that says something, as far as the religion is concerned, if you want to know whether what he has said is correct or not, take it to the Quran, take it to the Sunnah, take it to the Ijma, the consensus. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whatever thing you disagree upon, فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ, refer back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ, if you disagree concerning something, فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, take it back to what? Allah, take it back to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what telling us al-Asr al-Awwal, al-Asr al-Thani, فَرُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. So this is important. Then the Ijma, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يُشَاكِكِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُشَاكِكِ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى. Whoever goes against the messenger after the guidance has been made clear to him, تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى, guidance made clear to him, وَيَتَلِي غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, he now follows other than the path of the believers. نُوَلِّي مَا تَوَلَّى, Allah says, we abandon him with what he has decided to choose for himself. وَنُسِي جَهَنَّمْ, and we make him enter Jahannam, وَصَعَتْ مَصِيرًا, and that is an evil abode, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. So we have what? Al-Quran, Sunnah, and what? Al-Ijma'. Al-Quran, Sunnah, and Al-Ijma'. These are what the people of Sunnah used to measure statements that people say as far as the religion is concerned. What the people say as far as the religion is concerned, what they do as far as the religion is concerned. So, باطنة أو ظاهرة, whether manifest or hidden, مما لو تعلق بالدين, as long as what it has connection with the religion. So we should know this. الكتاب والسنة والإجماع. الكتاب والسنة والإجماع. The Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى says, والإجماع الذي ينضبط وما كان عليه الصلاف الصالح. The إجماع that can be regulated, we have admitted that you have to follow Ijma. But which Ijma are they talking about? Well, Ijma الذي ينضبط, the Ijma that can be regulated, وما كان عليه الصلاف الصالح, is the Ijma that the pious and the Jesus were upon. That is the companions and those who follow them. Whatever is their consensus, whatever they agreed upon, is what you are talking about here. إِذْ بَعَدَهُمْ كَثُرَ الْإِخْتِلَافُ وَانْتَشَرَ فِي الْأُمَّةِ. The Shaykh says, after the Salaf al-Salih, al-Ikhtilaf, disagreement, differences came up, وَانْتَشَرَ فِي الْأُمَّةِ, and it spread in the Ummah. So we talk about Ijma. The Ijma that we are talking about is the Ijma of Salaf al-Salih, not the Ijma of the people of Usul al-Fiqh. Now when you are learning Usul al-Fiqh, there is one Ijma that is called here. That Ijma is not the one that is being referred to here. That Ijma, they will say it is Ijtima'u أو اتفاق مجتهد الأمة في عصر من العصور على حكم قضية من القضايا. For the scholars, those who are scholars at a particular time in the history of this Ummah, for them to come together and agree on the meaning of a particular issue. So this is the Ijma' that the people of Usul al-Fiqh will talk about. This Ijma, they will say it in the book, but it's not practical. It's not something that is realistic. Take for instance, something happens in Nigeria and we want religious position on that particular thing. We now say the old scholars and the Muslim world should come together. Scholars in Ghana, in Nigeria, in Saudi Arabia, in Egypt, all the scholars, they will come and speak on this particular issue. Then, whatever they arrive at is said to be ijma. Now, is that possible that all the scholars, the Muslim scholars in the Muslim world, they will come together and arrive at? Some people may not participate. The people that you have invited to that conference may not be the best in what? In the country. Take for instance, they may decide to just pick some people in Nigeria, for instance, come and represent. Who tells you that that is what? That person you have picked is the most learned person in Nigeria. And let's assume that he's the most learned person. Will he be speaking on behalf of other people who are also learned? So that's why scholars will always say this ijma that the scholars of Usufika are talking about is not practical. It's not realistic. So it's just something that is said in the book that an example of it has never occurred. An example of it has never occurred. It's just a theory that the scholars in the world will come together on a particular issue and the world, they will agree upon it. So this is not something that is practical. But the ijma that Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah is referring to here is the ijma of the companions. The ijma of the companions. He said because then people were few. They were few. They were few. Unlike now that was in Tasha. So people have spread. The khilaf also has spread. But when the people who are still small, you can talk about ijma. So and that's why the Shaykh is saying here that the ijma of Sahaba and the Salaf al-Salih, this ijma is what we can reckon with and what we should reckon with. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يُشَاكِكِ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيْنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى فَيَتَّبِ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Whoever goes against the Messenger of Allah after the guidance has been made clear to him and he follows other than the path of the believers. Who are the believers? The companions of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they should stick to al-jama'ah. The companions, they understood this when he told them that the jama'ah is what they are upon. Just as when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says concerning the people of the scripture, Allah is saying, Aman with Mithli Ma'aman to me, if they believe in exactly what you believe, for each other, you are guided. Wa in tawallaw, they turn away, فَإِنَّمُمْ فِي شِقَاق. They will be in shiqaq, in dissension. فَتَكْرِكُمُ اللَّهُ وَالسَّمِيرُ عَلِيمُ. So the ijma is the ijma of the Salaf al-Salih. The ijma of the Salaf al-Salih. Not the ijma of the people of the Sunni. That ijma is not something that is practicable. However, some people they use some type of ijma to terrorize people. Some scholars they use some claim of ijma to terrorize people. So something may happen, they say what? There is ijma on this issue. As Al-Imam Shawkani, Sheikh Al-Albani and some others, Siddiq Abdul Khan say that this type of ijma is what puts fear in the heart of the lay people. But if the person is a scholar, a well-grounded scholar, somebody claims ijma, that will not terrorize him. He will ask, where is the evidence? Where is the ijma? And that's why Imam Ahmad, when Bishr al-Marisi would claim that there is ijma on this matter, Imam Ahmad said, man idda'a al-ijma fahuwa kafir. Whoever claims ijma on any matter that we are discussing here, fahuwa kafir, is a liar. وَمَنْ يُضِيِّ لَعَلَّ النَّاسَ اخْتَلَفُ. What tells him that people have not disagreed on this matter? So So the one who is claiming Ismail on a matter, most likely the person is referring to what? He's referring to the fact that he has not seen anybody who said a contrary view to what he has said. So when they use the word Ishma at times, they are referring to what? This position, you have not seen any contrary view. But the fact that you have not seen any contrary view, does that mean that nobody has heard a contrary view? Doesn't mean. So if somebody brings up from among the Salafu Salih who holds a contrary view on that matter, is that Ishma? No more Ishma. But the fact that you do not know that there is a contrary opinion, you claim Ishma. Let people know that Ishma that you are talking about is what? Ishma that would not know somebody who goes against this. So, وَمَنْ عَلِمَ حُجَّةٌ عَلَى مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. So if you do not know that there is a contrary view, somebody who knows that there is a contrary view on that matter is hujja on you. Is hujja on you. So this is what is very, very important. Some people, they just hurriedly go to claiming that what is ijma on this matter to terrorize you. So that you won't say anything again, that there is ijma on this issue. No, it's not that easy to lay claim to ijma on any matter. And there are some people that what they will claim ijma on a matter, and that matter has a text that is contrary to it from the legend of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi himself. But because he has not come across the hadith that says that thing, he has claimed what? Ijma. Are we going to accept such a claim? You are not going to accept such a claim. And that's why Shaykh Zain ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said, فَأَمَّا الْإِخْتِلَافُ فِي الْأَحْكَامِ فَأَكْثَرُ مِنَ أَنْ يَنْضَبِطْ. He said, when it comes to use of fiqh, al-ikhtilaf, that is this difference of opinion in this matter, he said, after mina in dobbit, is so much that it cannot easily be regulated. So this tells us that what? There will be some thick issues. You disagree on. You will say this, this will say this. So don't already claim ijma on matter like this. So when it comes to issues of aqidah, it is easy to say what the ijma on this matter is. Because the companions of the Messenger of Allah, this is what they were upon. As we said earlier, no companion was an Ash'ari or a Maturidi or a Khariji or something. No companion. So this, it is easy to claim ijma on what issues of aqidah. To the extent that those who are holding contrary opinions on that matter of aqidah, they will tell you that, we know that what the Salaf have not said it, but you know we are just, they will tell you that. But issues of fiqh, some matters are matters of ijtihad, even among the companions themselves. Even among the companions themselves. So for any person to now claim ijma on a particular matter, that person must bring the evidence for that claim. So and that's why Shaykh Zain ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said this, that the ijma that we are talking about is the ijma of the Salaf al-Salih. Because ijma other than this, it is difficult for it to be regulated. So this is something that is very, very important, that we as Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, we have to understand. Because there are a lot of people that don't understand things like this, and with this they also attack one another on things that ordinarily they should not be doing. So claiming ijma is something that we have to be very, very careful about, not to already lay claims to that. Shaykh Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala in Majmur Fatawa volume 19 page 267 says, وَمَنْ اِدَّعَ إِجْمَعًا. Whoever claims إِجْمَعًا يُخَالِفُ نَصَّ الرَّسُولِ, that goes against the text of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, مِنْ غَيْرِ نَصٍ يَكُونُ مُوَافِقًا لِمَا يَتَعِيهِ, without any text that agrees with what he's claiming. We have a text of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and somebody is holding a position contrary to that, and that person is claiming إِجْمَعًا. And the ijma that is claiming is again the text established. He said, وَعْتَقَدَ جَوَابَ مُخَالَفَةِ الْآلِ بِالْإِجْمَاءِ فِي رَضُّ بِرَائِهِمْ. And he said that, well, it is permissible for the people of ijma. That is, that first ijma that is claiming, that those people, they can disagree with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بِرَائِهِمْ وَدِرَائِهِمْ. وَأَنَّ الْإِجْمَاءَ يَنْسَخُ النَّفْسِ. And that ijma can abrogate a clear text. كَمَا تَكُونُ طَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الْكَلَامِ. As some group of the people of Kalam say, وَالرَّائِ فَعَلَ مِنْ جِنْسِ أَوْلَى. He said, if it's among those people that we are talking about. وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ يَعْتَقِدُ أَنَّ الْإِجْمَاءَ يَدُلُّ عَلَى نَقْصٍ لَمْ يَبْلُغْنَا يَكُونُ نَاسِخًا لِلْأَوَّلِ. He said, if you think that ijma يَدُلُّ عَلَى نَقْصٍ is pointing to a text لَمْ يَبْلُغْنَا that has not reached us, يَكُونُ نَاسِخًا لِلْأَوَّلِ that abrogates the first one. فَأَلَّا وَإِنْ كَانَ لَمْ يَقُلْ قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Such a person, though he has not said something that is okay, فَهُوَ مُشْهَدٌ فِي ذَلِكَ, he is a person of ijtihad as far as that is concerned. يُبَيَّنْ لَهُ فَصَادُ مَا قَالَهُ. What he has said that is incorrect to be explained to him. كَمَنْ عَارَضَ حَدِيثًا صَحِيحًا. Like the one who has contradicted, or the one who has gone against an authentic hadith, بِحَدِيثٍ دُعِيثٍ, with a weak hadith, رِتَقَضَ صِحَّتَهُ, that he thinks and he believes that that hadith is authentic. فَإِنَّ قَوْلَهُ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ حَقًا. Though his statement may not be correct, لَكِنْ يُبَيَّنْ لَهُ ضَعْفُ, the weakness of such a hadith will be explained. وَذَلِكَ بِأَنْ يُبَيِّنْ لَهُ أَدَمَ الْإِشْمَاءَ الْمُخَالِفِ لِلنَّفْسِ أَوْ يُبَيِّنْ لَهُ أَنَّهُ لَمْ تَشْتَلِيُ أَلُومَ عَلَى مُخَالَفَةِ النَّفْسِ إِلَّا وَمَعَ نَفْسٌ مَعْلُومٌ يَعْلَمُونَ. To the end of the statement. So what I want to say here is that people may claim, they lay claim to ijma. They may say there is ijma on this matter. And the ijma that they are claiming, there is a text against it. So when we talk about ijma, the Shaykh Rahmahullah also said, well, ijma no one. There are two types of ijma. Qat'iyyun, there is ijma that is qat'i, that is the decisive ijma. فَهَذَا لَا سَبِيلَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يُعْلَمَ إِجْمَاعٌ قَطْعِيٌّ عَلَىٰ خِلَافِ النَّقْصِ. So there is no decisive ijma that will be against the text. It says, وَأَمَّا الظَّنِّي, the second type is ijma الظَّنِّي, فَهُوَ الْإِجْمَاء الْإِقْرَارِ وَالْإِقْرَارِ. It says, this type of ijma is for somebody to read, and after he has read, he now concludes that what he doesn't see somebody who has a contrary opinion to what he has said. So it may not be that it's ijma on this matter. So this is called what? Ijma only. It is the ijma, it's the cry, the ijma that he has arrived on, based on what? Looking at various books. It says, أَنْ يَسْتَكْرِيَا أَقْوَالَ الْعُلَمَاءِ. He will look at the statement of the scholars, فَلَا يَكْفِ ذَلِكَ خِلَافًا. Then he won't see any disagreement or anything contrary to what he has said. أَوْ يَشْتَهِرُ الْقَوْلُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَلَا يَعْلَمْ أَحَدًا أَنْكَرَهُ. Or he doesn't see any person that has what contradicted what has been said concerning maybe the Quran or so. فَهَذَا الْإِجْمَاءُ وَإِنْجَازَ الْإِحْتِجَاجُ بِهِ. This type of ijma, if it can be used, فَلَا يَجُوزُ أَنْ تُدْفَعَ النُّصُوصُ الْمَعْلُومَةُ بِهِ. It is not permissible to now throw away texts that are known for this type of ijma. لأن هذا حجة ظنية. Because this type of ijma is حجة ظنية. It's not decisive evidence. لا يجزم الإنسان بصحتها. Because one cannot lay claim and one cannot confirm that it is what it is authentic. So the end of it. So the idea is that ijma exists. But the ijma that exists is the ijma, the one that is practicable is the ijma of the companions. And when we say the ijma of the companions, this on the issue of akida is correct. But on the issue of fiqh, there are some issues of fiqh that the companions themselves, they disagree among themselves. So in a situation like this, what we stick to is what is the text from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when a companion says something, then what he has said is contrary to what is established on the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we stick to that of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say companion has said so and so, because even in time of the companions, رضي الله عنهم, so they will disagree among themselves. When they say something that the other will say, okay, I had nothing of Allah, Allah, I can say so and so. And the other one wants, recant his position. Recant his position. So the claim of Ijma is something that one has to be careful about. Some scholars, they always say Ijma, Ijma. Like Imam al-Nawawi, Ibn al-Munzir, both of them, they will talk about Ijma, Ijma, that is Ijma. But what scholars say that when Imam al-Nawawi said that is Ijma on this, what he's referring to is what? The Ijma of those people that they have seen. Huh? That is the fact that all the scholars that they have read their works, so they are saying this. Or the Ijma of those that their position can be recognized. Take for instance, Ibn Hazmi al-Zahiri or Dawood al-Zahiri. If they say something contrary to what most scholars have said, most scholars, they don't reach their position as what? As anything. They don't regard their difference. Why? They say because they don't believe in qiyas, in analogy. The Zahiriya, they don't believe in analogy. Take for example, somebody asks you, what is the ruling on the smoking of cigarettes? Huh? You can't say, if I say you shouldn't smoke a cigarette or a hadith says so. Are you going to arrive at the meaning of cigarette that is haram? So you have to look at what from the illa. Take for example, Allah says, you shouldn't kill yourself, wala taqtulu anfusakum, wala taqtulu aydikum ila ta'aluka. And those who are producers of cigarettes, and some of them, they don't want to be economical with their words. They will say, well, cigarettes will kill you. They will write it boldly again. Some will say, well, smokers are liable to die young. So with this, it's kind of, so that what cigarette is, it's haram. But in Zahiriya, they will say, no, there is no text that says, what cigarette is haram. They don't believe in what? In Qiyas. So when scholars at times are talking about, and the Zahiriya have what? Position, contrary to position of most scholars, they go ahead to say what there is Ijma on this matter. What about the Zahiriya? They say these are not people to reckon with. Huh? Because there are people who do not believe in Qiyas. But to say the Ijma that all the scholars have come together, they have studied the matter and what this is what they have arrived on. Huh? This type of Ijma is not possible. It's not possible. And that is the Ijma that the scholars of Usul Fiqh will be talking about. So this type of Ijma is not practicable. So the Ijma that is possible is that of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then after that, it is difficult to have Ijma on a particular matter. It is difficult to have Ijma on a particular matter. So when they say there is Ijma on this issue, particularly issue of fiqh, so one should be careful. So don't say because somebody has claimed that there is Ijma on it, you not take it for granted. If you look at the issue critically, you will see those who have what opposing views on that particular matter. What matters to us is what call Allahu, call al Rasul. So once we have call Allahu, call al Rasul, nobody, any person that goes against what Messenger of Allah has said, which one is what? Is what the way? So that Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala is going to have said, مَا مِنَّ إِلَّا رَجٍ وَمَرْدُودٍ عَلَيْهِ. There is nobody among the scholars except if he says something, he will disagree with people by knocking off their statements. وَمَرْدُودٍ عَلَيْهِ. And people also disagree with him, they knock away the statement. إِلَّا صَحِبَ عَذَا الْقَبْرِ. Except the one who is in this grave. So he's the only one that the statement is final. So when we stick to this, we will not be rating people to the level of Anbiya. Some people, it's what their scholars or what their teachers say, that is final. Your teacher will say what he knows. And if you see a superior evidence to what your teacher has said, you have to submit to the superior evidence. Not that what this is what our teacher has said. If you say this is what your teacher has said or your scholar has said, everybody has teacher. With that, you'll be destroying what? The deen. And nobody should see himself as I've said it, and what I've said is final. What I've said is final. So, and that is why you see some of the companions of the Messenger of Allah, like Umar radiallahu anhu, they passed the judgment in a year. And the following year, similar case was brought to him. they pass a different ruling on this, a different verdict. And someone said, but on this issue you judged so and so last year, and you are judging so and so, he said, ذَلِكَ عَلَى مَا قَضَيْنَا وَهَذَا عَلَى مَا نَقْضِي. That is what you have judged, and this is what you judge now. Not based on what wish and caprice is, it's based on what he has, what has appeared to him from what, from the available evidences. So you say, because I'm an authority, I'm so and so, so what I've said should not be wrong at times. No, you say something that is wrong, particularly when it comes to issues that are subject to difference of opinion or ishtihad. But when it has to do with issues of ijma', particularly the issues of aqidah that you have mentioned, so any person who goes against that is mutala'i, is somebody who is what, is playing with his day, because these issues are concluded. But issues that have to do with what, or that have to do with maybe the text may mean this, issues like this, you will not be asked on one another. When you throw up issues like this, you throw them off, and in order to benefit from one another. When the Messenger of Allah said to the companions, لَا يُصَلِّيَنَّ أَحْدُكُمُ الْعَصَى إِلَّا فِي بَنِي قُرَيْظَةَ. None of you should pray after yourself in Bani Qurayza. And they started going. It was time for us to, some people prayed. Some people said, no, Messenger of Allah said, we shouldn't pray after yourself in Bani Qurayza. Those people said, no, Messenger of Allah did not want us to delay Salat in that time. What he wanted is that what we should get there early. But these people did not fight this people. Shaykh Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says, if we make it in such a way that any time we disagree, kullama ikhtalafa muslimani fi amrin, if the Muslim disagree on the matter, tahajara, they start boycotting one another. He said, lam yabqa li ahadin isma wala ukhuwa. So there won't be any isma, any ukhuwa, any brotherhood among the Muslims. Because you can't tell me that what you are the embodiment of Islam, whatever you say is final. Nobody can claim that. If an individual among the companions cannot claim that, that whatever he says is what is the embodiment of Islam, so no scholar can claim that. And that's why Imam Ahmad will say to people, لا تقلدني ولا تقلد مالكا ولا الأوزعية ولا شافعية فخذ من حيث أخذ. Don't follow me blindly. No Malik, no Shafi'i, no Awza'i. Think from where they think. He also said that I'm surprised at the people that, you know, they will see a clear hadith of the Messenger of Allah and they will be going for what Sufyan al-Thawri also has said. So when you train yourself on this like this, you won't take any scholar as if what you have said is what is final. Because your passion is even more extreme. But when it comes to issues of what? Of the Aqidah, issues that we have what? Consensus on, that the companions were upon. So whoever goes against this, such a person is game of failure. But issue of whether niqab is wajib or not wajib, when you raise the air from ruku, should you place your hand on your chest or you should put it by the side? So on things like this, these are issues that you can discuss. Okay, these are my evidence, these are my evidences. Salatul Second Jama'ah, is it permissible or is it not permissible? So many issues that some people take them as what you use to identify the people of Sunnah from the people of Bid'ah. Whereas this issue among the scholars of Sunnah, huh? They are issues that are what? Controversial among the people of Sunnah from inception. But today we are using these issues what? To determine if Ahlul Sunnah is not Ahlul Sunnah. It's very, very important that we differentiate between the issues of Ijma' and issues that are not issues of Ijma', that though we have some people who have said something contrary to it, but their position is very, very wrong. Then issues that what both sides they have what evidence is. Therefore, the more you know, the more calm you are. That is what? That is the case of knowledge. Knowledge, the more you know, the more calm. When you know little, you are very harsh and what. But when you know much, you know how to address the issue and how to relate with the people. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our feet firm on his path. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك